Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
the United States Department of Commerce says Zimbabwe has in the three quarters of this year recorded a trade surplus of $32 million in trade with America.
Female lawmakers agree to speak with one voice in Parliament as they try to tackle the growing menace of rape and sexual violence targeting women and children.
We have come across who has been raped. They are not raped by people they don't know. They are often raped by relatives. And when such a situation arises, then the parents or the adults start saying that maybe it's not a big issue.
A Bulawayo High Court judge stops the Umguza Rural District Council from demolishing houses at the Raygate compound just outside the city, where some people are now living in the open following the exercise that began Monday.
The United States Department of Commerce says in the three quarters of this year, Zimbabwe has recorded a trade surplus of $32 million in trade with America. Economists have welcomed the development as the country continues to struggle to recover economically, with the trade deficit, however, widening to more than $3 billion in the first 8 months of the year. According to Zinstat, by August this year alone, Zimbabwe had imported goods worth more than $5 billion against more than $2 billion in exports. Trade with U.S. is improving, though Washington introduced economic sanctions on Zimbabwe through the Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act 2001, or ZIDERA. Harare says this act has crippled Zimbabwe's economic recovery efforts. But the United States Trade Representative says Zimbabwe is currently ranked the U.S.'s 168th largest goods trading partner in the world. Zimbabwe exports minerals such as iron and steel, nickel, spices, coffee, tea, tobacco, hides and skins to the U.S., while Zimbabwe imports machinery, pharmaceutical products, vehicles, optic and medical instruments, and electrical machinery. Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Charles Msipa tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the trade surplus is positive for Zimbabwe.
That must be one of the very few countries with which we have trade surpluses. You have correctly pointed out that we have a deficit on overall on our trading account. I think as of September, we imported about $6 billion worth of goods. This is about $2 billion worth of exports. So we have quite a big deficit on the trading account. So it's very important. I saw that note myself. It's extremely positive. News that about, you know, a surplus in our trading with the USA. It's a very positive. And what can local industry do to increase exports? I think that you are aware that obviously there are many key factors that are currently constraining local manufacturing capacity utilization or value added capacity utilization, include you know, such factors as working capital, include access to affordable capital to upgrade equipment, you know, plant and machinery, and, you know, some kind of erratic power supplies have also played a part.
Lastly, this issue, Mr. Msipa, of sanctions, to what extent is this limiting the trade between Zimbabwe and the U.S.?
I would say that they are obviously restrictive measures that apply to certain individuals in Zimbabwe. That's what I'm aware of. There is an act, I guess, U.S. Act called the ZIDERA. And I think as a result of that, for instance, we are not able, Zimbabwe is not eligible to participate in the AGOA business. That's my understanding that the effect of those measures is, for a start, is that Zimbabwe is not able to participate in the AGOA, where other African countries can be able to export their products.
That was Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Charles Msipa in Harare.